Chapter 2, Mishnah Vav. Chatas mikan v'oila mikan ustuma be'emtza. So if the setup over here is there's a sin offering on one side, a burnt offering on the other side, and a pair of unspecified birds in the center. That's the setup over there, right? And then parach mina emtza latstadin. Echad heilech ve'echad heilech. So what happens then is the unspecified birds in the middle, one goes that way and one goes that way. And they right join. So you've got two and two now. Loiv Sitklum, so he hasn't lost out anything in this case because he knows these can be offered, two can be offered as chatas birds, and these two can be offered as oiler birds, and he's fulfilled, there's no loss over there. Eloyoma, but he should say, Zeshalach Eitzel Chatas, the one that's being offered with the chatas is designated as a chatas offering, Vezeshalach Eitzel Oilas, oiler, and the one that's went to the oiler offering will be an oiler offering. Chazal le'imtza, but if they then come back into the middle, now you've got a problem. You've got to leave those birds in the middle to die, because you don't know which bird came back into the middle. Maybe it was the unspecified one, but maybe it was the specified one, and you don't know what's now left on the outside. So now you've got a problem. Right, so you've got to leave the middle ones to die. But the ones on the side that are left behind can still be offered up as chatas or oila, because they're still definitely a chatas or oila, if it was the specified bird that's left behind, or even if it's the unspecified bird that's left behind. But the ones in the middle, as we say, you don't know if they're specified or unspecified, so you can't. There's nothing you can do with them. Chazar or sheparach minem tzalit sadin, if they now go back to the sides, so it's like in, out, in, out again. Now you've got a problem. Harekul and Yemusu. So now you've got to leave them all to die, because now they're so completely mixed up that you've lost track of where the specified birds are, and so there's nothing you can do, because you can never offer up a specified bird, because you might be offering it up wrong. That's the underlying. Amavin Torin Keneged Benayona. You can't bring, of all of these things we said, we've been using the example of pigeons all along, but they could either be pigeons or turtle doves. That was the woman's choice. So she could either bring a pigeon or a turtle dove. But what you can't do is bring one of one kind and one of the other kind. They have to be matching. So, V'lor Benayona Keneged Torin. So Kate said, so Ishisha Vir Chatasa Tor. So if the woman brings as a chatas offering, she brings a turtle dove. Right, va'oila so ben yoina, and for her oila offering she brings a pigeon. So tichpul va'tavia oila sator. She's got to go back and bring her oila offering as a turtle dove, right? So that they match, because she brought it. The chatas she brought as a turtle dove, the oila she brought as a pigeon. So she's got to come back and she's got to change that pigeon to a turtle dove. She's got to bring another one. And oila sator v'chasal ben yoina tichpul v'tavia oila sator ben yoina, and so to the other way around. So according to this opinion, you always go after the chatas. Whichever bird was offered as the chatas, that's the one that sticks, and you've got to bring the oila. You've got to change the oila offering to make it the same as the chatas.
Can you make the offering before you do that?
What do you mean?
In other words,
she shouldn't have brought it.
Okay, but can she make the one offering and then go back and get another turtle dove or another pigeon?
She shouldn't do it. Yeah, she shouldn't do it. She shouldn't follow this. But if she has, then this is how she fixes it up. Ben Azza Omer, he says, no, Holchin Acher Arishon. He says, no, we don't follow the chatas. Whichever one was offered first, we change the second one to follow the first one. Different case. Ha'isha she'avir chatasa, if a woman brings her sin offering, v'maisa, and then she dies, the woman, yavir ha'yoshin o'lasa, her heirs must bring the oila offering. Right? They got to finish the process. But oilasa, but if she brings her oila offering, v'maisa, and then she dies, lo yavir ha'yoshin chatasa, her heirs do not bring her sin offering, because you have a principle that a sin offering whose owner has died must be left to die. You don't offer up that animal, so in that case they wouldn't do anything.